This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. C.P. Radhakrishnan has been sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered him the oath of office at a swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning.
I, Chandraviram Ponnusamy Radhakrishnan,
Do swear in the name of God that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the Constitution of India.
To the Constitution of India.
As by law established. And that I will faithfully discharge the duty. Upon which I am about to enter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ram Nath Kovind, former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious as the NDA candidate in the vice presidential elections held on the 9th of this month, bagging 452 votes. He defeated the India Bloc candidate B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh today. In Bijapur district of Bastar division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in southwest area of the district. A joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. The encounter took place this morning. Since this morning, intermittent exchange of fire has been taking place between security forces and Maoists. Security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Naxalites during a search operation in the area. Apart from this, a rifle and explosives have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. India and France have condemned the ghastly terror attack in Pahalgam in April this year. Both sides exchanged views on the current threat assessment in the respective countries at the 17th meeting of the India-France Joint Working Group, JWG, on counter-terrorism held in France. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary Counter-Terrorism at the Ministry of External Affairs, K.D. Deval, while the French delegation was led by French Counter-Terrorism Ambassador Olivier Caron. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement informed that both sides assessed counter-terrorism challenges, including state-sponsored cross-border terrorism, terrorist activities in the respective regions and the terror threat in West Asia. The two countries also discussed ways of combating extremism and radicalization and the threat posed by the use of new technologies by terrorists. Talks between Gen Z representatives, Nepali Army Chief Arshik Raj Sigdel and President of Nepal Ramchandra Paudel for appointing the Prime Minister of an interim government failed to reach an agreement even after 2 days. Last night, the President and Speaker Devraj Ghimre met and stressed that in the current situation, solutions may be explored within the ambit of the Constitution. The discussion on whether or not to dissolve the Parliament failed to reach a consensus. In Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts, prohibitory orders have been issued till tomorrow evening. At the FIDE Grand Swiss, Grandmaster Nihal Sarin ended Barham Maghsoodloo's unbeaten run with a brilliant win, moving into the lead after round 7. In the women's section, R. Vaishali regained the sole lead. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.4% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex rose 384 points to 81,932. And with that, we end this news bulletin.